Winds are shaking a small motorboat that has anchored off the coast of the small Seychelles island of Cousin. Cousin's natural forest is within sight, and its beaches that provide a nesting ground for endangered sea turtles. No buoys or any other signs indicate that down below the boat, a scientific endeavor is underway. Some 8 meters beneath the surface of the sea, marine scientists are growing corals in what they call a coral nursery. There, the corals are growing on ropes that are attached to pipes, which in turn are fixed in the ground. Project coordinator David Deron says these are optimal conditions for the corals to develop.
If you put them too shallow, for example, you collect them at 7 meters and you put them to grow at 3 meters. So it will be a shock for them. They will start to stress, to bleach, because of UV radiation will be too intensive or the seawater will be warmer. So you need to put them either at the same depth where they were collected or deeper.
Some months ago, David and his team collected the corals from sites of the reef that survived the bleaching in 1998. They then inserted these coral fragments into ropes and installed the coral nurseries at a site far enough from the reef and any predator fish. Ever since they were put up, the group of scientists has been cleaning the nurseries to make sure the corals can grow.
Yeah, because we have two types of nurseries here. One is the rope nursery, so it's easy to clean with a toothbrush. So this is the easiest tool we found. So basically we remove all the turf algae that may grow onto the colony. And also we have a second type of nursery, which is a net nursery. Because in this net the rope is quite thick, we use wire brushes. It's much easier to remove things like, even we have oyster growing on the nursery that are competing with the corals, so we need to remove them regularly.
David and his team are now done for the day. Okay. In two long dives, they cleaned the nursery. It's physically exhausting work, but at least visibility underwater was fine. Now it's just a short and bumpy boat ride back to the office located on Seychelles' second biggest island of Pralin. It's time to put away the oxygen tanks, rinse the wetsuits, and wash and oil the cleaning equipment.
Salt water's very corrosive. So we've had problems in the past where, like, the bristles on the wire brushes that we use to clean the nets, the salt water just corrodes them, and after two dives, the bristles are completely gone, which, when you look at a wire brush, you think is really quite shocking, the fact that you only get a couple of hours use out of it. So the proper care and maintenance, such as giving them a proper oil afterwards, the equipment lasts a lot longer.
Chris is from the UK and is only one of several volunteers from abroad. David, a native of La Réunion himself, says he couldn't do without people like Chris.
Here in Seychelles, it's not that easy to get local people, local community involved in conservation. Even though you are ready to pay them, it's not that easy because the university is very young. So you don't have many people actually, even scuba diver, trained scuba diver, who are willing to work in conservation. It's not that easy. So we rely highly on expatriate staff, expatriate volunteers. Like you have seen the volunteers, most of them are British, Australian, French.
The Reef Rescuers Project is funded by the U.S. Development Authority, USAID, and the Multinational Global Environment Facility, and is coordinated by a local NGO called Nature Seychelles. It is modeled on what is called the gardening concept, which was pioneered by oceanographers in Israel, and includes the nursery or gardening phase and a transplantation phase some 6 to 12 months later. The Seychelles team undertook a first transplantation in December 2012, transferring corals from the nursery to a site on the reef that had not recovered from bleaching.
The site that we were on was just coral rubble, and so there wasn't anything there and barely any fish. But by the time we had started actually transplanting some of these corals, we could see the amount of fish that actually came to our site, which was really good. At one point, we had a black-tipped reef shark as well at the same time, so we were like, oh. You know, it's obviously working. We're getting more and more fish over here, so it was really good.
26-year-old Kat is from the UK. She holds a master's in tropical coastal management and is excited that the Seychelles Reef Rescuers may pass their knowledge on to scientists in other African states, particularly Kenya and Tanzania, where reefs are under pressure from fishing and have poorly recovered from the 1998 bleaching.
For me, it's just something really interesting to do, and it's it's not very well known, and I think it's almost the next stage to, well, to trying making the reefs a lot better. I mean, in the Seychelles, the reefs really aren't very good, and they haven't been able to recover after the 1998 bleaching at all. So I think it's a really important thing to do, and maybe the opportunity I'm working on this project will help, you know, open doors for other places in the world where the reefs aren't as good. So for me, it's a really good thing to learn.
Years will pass until the reef rescuers will know whether their project really worked and the nursed and transplanted corals continue to thrive on the reef. For David Deron and his team, however, the effort is worth it. After all, restoring coral reefs also means continuing to provide a home to marine fish, protect the coasts from eroding, and prevent marine turtle nesting grounds from disappearing.
So, for example, Anse-Varquois on Cousin is one of the busiest beaches during the nesting season. You have hundreds and hundreds of turtles coming to nest there. So if at one point the beach starts to disappear because of coastal erosion, because the reef has collapsed, then it will be also a problem for the turtle. You know, everything is linked. Huh? It's not the coral itself. It's also the corals and the role that it plays in the overall marine ecosystem, from the fish, the invertebrate, the turtle, everything.
Andrea Rundsberg, DW Radio, Pralin, Seychelles.